This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Thursday, July 11th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. House chairs target vulnerable regs. Vilsack critical of Food for Peace cut. USDA announces Sunbucks grants. House committee uses SCOTUS ruling to target agencies. Chairs of House committees are demanding members of President Biden's cabinet spell out the regulatory actions that could be affected by the Supreme Court's recent decision overturning the Chevron doctrine. The decision means courts are no longer supposed to defer to federal agencies in interpreting laws. A series of letters the committee chairs sent to departments and agencies, including USDA, asked for a list of all judicial challenges to final agency rules that may be affected by the decision, and also any final rules that may be affected but haven't been challenged in court yet. The committee chairs also want to know what pending rulemakings have been relying on Chevron deference. Perhaps no administration has gone as far as President Biden's to find sweeping and intrusive agency dictates on such questionable assertions of agency authority, the letters say. The letters say Biden's climate and energy regulations have been based on aggressive interpretation of statutes enacted by Congress years and even decades ago, before many issues against which the Biden administration has sought to deploy them were even imagined. Vilsack blasts proposed Food for Peace program cut. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack is criticizing a cut to the Food for Peace program contained in the House Appropriation Committee's Fiscal 25 Agriculture Spending Bill. The House bill would reduce funding for the food aid initiative by $619 million to $1 billion. The GOP says it's doing so because Vilsack has taken $1 billion from the Commodity Credit Corporation to supplement the program at the request of Senate Agriculture Committee leaders. During the Appropriation Committee's debate of the bill last night, Representative Barbara Lee of California offered an amendment to restore the cut to the Food for Peace, but she ultimately withdrew the proposal after the committee debated it. Ag Appropriations Subcommittee Chair Andy Harris of Maryland said Food for Peace would still see an overall increase in funding when the CCC spending is taken into account. The top Democrat on the Ag Subcommittee, Representative Sanford Bishop of Georgia, said the CCC funding won't operate in the same manner and, quote, should not be used as an excuse to cut the base annual funding for this vital program. More from the Secretary. Secretary Vilsack said yesterday that food aid provides a way for the U.S. to counter China's investment in Africa through its Belt and Road Infrastructure Initiative. So it's penny-wise and pound-foolish for us to cut food, he said. He also said the idea that the program should be cut to a certain level, quote, assumes that there's a static need for food aid. Yet since his previous tenure as Ag Secretary, when there was a decline in severely hungry people around the globe, the number of hungry people in recent years has been increasing, Secretary Vilsack said. Also take note, Vilsack also staunchly defended President Joe Biden as the Democratic Party nominee, saying he is capable of continuing to do the job and has been doing it for 3.5 years. You can see our story at www.agripulse.com. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Ed says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. USDA announces support grants for states participating in Sunbucks. USDA will provide $100 million in grants to help states, tribal nations, and U.S. territories to implement the Sunbucks program, which helps families buy groceries for their children during the summer with a $120 stipend per eligible child. States can opt into the Sunbucks initiative, which aims to improve food security for children when they don't have access to school meals. The grants will help develop or modify state technology systems to effectively run the program. Funds are available to the 35 states that are already participating in the program, as well as the three states or territories that anticipate joining next summer. One of the USDA's top priorities is helping more states offer Sunbucks in future years, Food and Nutrition Service Administrator Cindy Long said in a release. This funding will make it easier for states to get the program up and running and ensure it runs smoothly for participants. Over 1,400 groups urge Congress to protect SNAP in the Farm Bill. The Food Research and Action Center and over 1,400 organizations have teamed up to push Congress to protect and strengthen the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program in the Farm Bill and other legislative vehicles. In a letter, the groups reiterated their opposition to the House Ag Committee's Farm Bill, citing changes to the Thrifty Food Plan and a provision that would allow states to outsource some SNAP administrative functions. TFP is a model of nutritional costs that is used to set SNAP benefits. We strongly support bipartisan efforts to pass a farm bill that supports both farmers and families by strengthening SNAP and protecting vital nutrition programs that reduce food insecurity, said Colleen Young, Director of Government Affairs at Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank, during a press call on Tuesday. Methomyl biological opinion released. A draft biological opinion from the Fish and Wildlife Service concludes that the continued use of the insecticide methomyl will jeopardize the continued existence of 852 federally listed threatened or endangered species, 53 animals, 29 plants. The public has until September 9th to comment on the draft. The service will work with EPA and registrants of the insecticide to tailor proposed mitigation measures, quote, so they are technologically and economically feasible, FWS said. Methomyl is a restricted use pesticide, meaning it can be only applied by certified applicators. The Center for Biological Diversity, which sued to force the service to perform the analysis, said the release of the draft opinion was encouraging, but Lori Ann Bird, Environmental Health Director for the group, said, quote, it's tragic. It took them years to complete this while endangered species continue to suffer harm. Veterinary experts and APHIS discuss disease prevention. Don't miss our webinar at 1 o'clock Eastern today on what can be done to protect U.S. agriculture from avian flu and other zoonotic diseases. AgriPulse founder and publisher Sarah Wyatt will moderate the discussion with Senator John Bozeman of Arkansas, ranking member of the Senate Ag Committee, veterinary consultant Danielle Bickett Weddle, Doug Inslee, director of veterinary public health for Boehringer Ingelheim, Jamie Yonker, chief science officer for the National Milk Producers Federation, and Jonathan Zack, director of preparedness and incident coordination for USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service. Well, that's Daybreak for this Thursday, July 11th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.